This is an audio recording of the North Hewish Parish Council meeting on Tuesday, the 3rd of May, 2022.
Open forum then. Anything been brought up? Anybody got anything to say?
I've only got the potholes that seem to be kept being reported. There is one, there's a very, very, very large one down along the road between Butterford.
Has it been reported?
Yes, it has been reported, but no joke, it is as long as this feud, and probably as deep. And I do know a parishioner who has damaged his wheel.
As deep?
Yes. I have photos. I lost my way boot in the bottom of it.
Right. Okay, deep.
I didn't believe how deep it was. I went, this is silly.
On a trench,
I think. So it almost is a trench.
Just to clarify, if it's been reported, all I need is the number of the report.
Okay.
And I will shout about that, and that's the same with any pothole, whether it's as deep as that or not, even if it's just
just a general thing, where people have damaged their wheel or burst a tyre on a pothole, where can they make a claim?
Via their insurance company.
What about through Devon County
Council? Well, their insurance company will go to Devon County Council, won't they? Yes. Your first step would be to contact your insurance company, and they would then, you know, if they feel that they feel so inclined with the evidence you give them, they would go to council. But first, you go to insurance company.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
While we're on the subject of potholes, Chairman, I think we all travel from South Brent to Edenwick via Tartney Cornwall. When you come into the slip road, before you turn
it's been done today, is it?
Yeah, it's been done underneath the bridge.
Well, I'm thrilled that you mentioned it.
Yes.
They haven't done the one actually at the bottom of the slip road, but they've done the one under the bridge.
So that's horrendous. Yeah.
They've done those two. I noticed that. They've just done those today. But the other one is still...
They obviously didn't have time.
The other one is still pending.
All right.
They obviously shortened several times.
I know it's also outside of our parish, it's in Uddborough, but with the roadworks which are going to be taking place over at Kidderford Cross,
yes.
There is of course the lane which goes from Ladywell up to up past Hillhead.
Yes.
That is Dodge City.
Well, that will be closed.
That is going to be closed
at the same time as this road is closed.
Yeah.
To stop Dodge City.
Okay.
So that the diversion which takes you out at 3121 back in will be. They are deliberately, in an extraordinary show of foresight and local knowledge, they're actually closing it.
Okay.
Has the surface of that road been improved?
No, not at all.
I've
been done as part of the works when they finish off Kidderford Cross.
Well, you'd hope so, wouldn't you?
You would.
I mean, I've got a four-wheel drive and I won't go down it. Okay.
Just mention one more. We're on open forum about a couple of parishioners wistfully hoping that something will be done on Haswell Hill or something. We've raised this many times before, but they do keep mentioning it to me, so I feel like I should bring it up again.
Yeah. Hardly a road in
it. It's had bits done to it in potholes, but it really needs to hold up.
It's just like the one from Lady Lane Cross to Hillhead Cross.
Yeah.
Just the same.
Has one.
So if you as a parish would like to apply for roads to be properly looked at in terms of at least surface dressing or driving patching in the short term, then do send it through the clerk to me and I'll speak to Nicole about it. We have a list. We try and pick priorities in parishes to be the top of that parish list. That's all I can do. It may well have been on the cards for some considerable time in the past. I can't comment on that. All I can do is, you raise it with me and we will, then we have a list that covers the division that prioritises parish by parish what's most important.
I don't think there's anything else. I think it's all going to come up in the meeting.
Yeah, can I mention something actually? I had a lot of complaints because once again our bins were not emptied, brown bins. I contacted the first time 2 weeks ago and they said just to leave it out for this time. Well, we missed it again, so contacted Councillor Smirden, who had a list of routes that were going to be completed that day, and ours was not on it. And we sort of said, well, if that's the case, why don't they start with the routes that they weren't able to do last time first, and then leave the other ones out. But they
because it's logical.
Work that one through.
Dangerous degrees of common sense.
Yes, exactly.
It's
yeah.
too logical.
So really complained absolutely bitterly, and you know, sort of feeling that if we're sort of paying for this service, we should have quite a big rebate from it. So anyway, Councillor Smurden has got that in hand as well.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor Smurden will be at Buckfastleigh West for our annual meeting and then coming here afterwards because Councillor Powell is on holiday. So Councillor Smurden is trying to do both parishes tonight. So he will be with you, I'm sure. If he isn't with you, I know that he would say at this point that he would agree completely with what you've just said about the refuge service. I know because I hear.
Yes, he said.
The advice now is I put my district council hat on from another ward. The advice now is. If they're not collected now, then they're not. That's the reality.
The problem is with ours, you see, it's done on a Friday in Avonwick, and then you can't mention anything until 5 o'clock in the evening. To mention it the next day is a Saturday, so that's no good because nobody's there. Well, Monday's a bank holiday, so you can't mention it there.
No.
So then it comes to Tuesday, and they say, well, just leave it out again. And, well, I mean, it's getting ridiculous.
Are you talking about garden waste or recycling?
Recycling.
Right, okay, yeah. So recycling. It's absolutely more of an issue to get Councillor Smurden or Councillor Powell shouting about garden waste. If you don't get your garden waste collected now after 2 weeks, they should never have reintroduced the garden waste service. They clearly don't have the staff. Their plan to do it was misguided.
Well, my understanding, you know, when I was short-staffed in hospitals and things, you just had to work hard and complete everything. But it doesn't seem to work.
But you have to remember that you're looking at a hospital where there is an enormous amount of inbuilt passion in the job role. You're looking at FCC where there's a huge amount of agency staff who, if they're not contracted in writing to work over the Easter weekend, they're going to be asked the week before, anyone want to work Easter, chaps? And they'll say no thanks.
Well, I just don't know why they bothered to change everything, to be quite honest.
Well, I think, this isn't why I'm here, but I think that the whole point of the Devon Aligned Recycling Service, the district were told they had to change to be in line with the whole Devon. When it works, it is a fabulous recycling service.
We haven't experienced.
But we haven't. No, you haven't, and we haven't in parts of Yamps and Morale either experienced the full service. But the full service will be well worth it, and I do, you know, I say that honestly. And even at the moment, if you're getting your recycling co-mingled, where it all gets thrown into the back of a rubbish truck, you're sat in some areas. I've actually been to Chelsea Meadow in Plymouth personally and seen them where they are sorting it with the conveyor belt and with human operatives. So it is being sorted, where it is 8 times better quality recycling than what they're getting from Plymouth, where everyone puts all their recycling in the same bin, and they end up with sharps and nappies and all sorts of things. So it is better, but you're completely right. What you're getting as a service is completely unacceptable and really not good enough. And in fairness, you know, I know Councillor Smurden has said that.
Oh, he said exactly the same,
You're not the only parish.
Right.
No, there are 8,000 of the 46,000 people in the South Downs, 8,000 have never had one single example of the new service and are still in the bags. Mm. 8,000 out of 46, you know, it's an enormous number. Yeah. Fingers crossed one day we get there.
Okay. Okay.
Can I just clarify something from the previous meeting? The report from the Tenspell, I think the gentleman who gave the report from the Tenspell was confusing his councillors and also confusing the messaging in him. And also confusing the council with the community hall project. The community hall project has been in discussions with the Tenspell about the provision of the grant.
Okay.
However, as a parish councillor, I did point out to the Tenspell that grants are available through district and county councillors from time to time as part of the county budgets, but that would mean that application would need to be put through county council if they wish to
support
that. Well, we'll kick that around next time.
Chairman, that's why I asked the question of any parishioners.
Any local organisation could ask me for the council money, but I would always prefer it came with the support of the parish council.
Of course. Speaking of community events, just the plans are continuing for June celebrations next month with events in the afternoon of the 3rd of June. And we're all putting together that programme, and full details will be circulated around the parish in the next couple of weeks.
And Councillor, it seems like you have a venue then.
As long as you don't get caught short.
I don't think we can request you fellow. But until this moment, we have not known if any of that was successful, so Peter to the
well, well you were twice as successful, but you just can't use all the laboratories at once.
And not drink what you produce.
Well, that's all the common rules. I think one needs one to go by this.
Okay, well, everybody's here. Apologies for absence. Presumably would be Councillor Pennell and bits of Councillor Smurden if he gets here or not. Declarations of interest, usual, I guess. Could we agree that the previous minutes are a true record of what occurred?
Yep.
Councillor Bell, seconded by Councillor Hunt.
Thank you. I'm sure I've got it, so you just try to bear that in mind.
Matters arising therefrom. Notice boards. I can't remember where we were with notice boards.
I promised to examine notice boards in more detail.
Yes, you did.
And Maggie asked for a report in triplicate.
I did not.
You certainly did, Maggie. And so here is your...
I would never, ever ask for that. I don't expect people
to. Here is your third carbon copy of that report. And here is a copy for the...
Thank you.
I took the notice board in the office off its wall, and the backboard has rotted on the office board. But the frame is in generally good condition, except the top has become separated from the frame somehow. I'm not quite sure. Yes, I've either seen kit that some do it quite hard, or it's all locked on. that probably needs basically the top screwing back on and the backboard being replaced. And I estimate we're probably looking at the cost of materials for that of around £33.
About 33, is it?
£33.
Who can do that?
Well, I can do that.
I'll
second it.
Many thanks to Councillor Gravatt.
And then we absolutely, I will make sure that
I just think it's an awful shame that this year of the Jubilee. That we should not go forward to get a really decent notice board.
Are you going to pop a bit of varnish on it?
Yes, it'll be fine.
Okay. Now, the Aylward board is a different kettle of fish, to a certain extent. So, the Aylward board has several problems. The case is warped. By about 3/8 of an inch at the bottom, and the one side of one door frame is warped by about 1/4 of an inch. Now it's going to be very difficult to correct that warping without dismantling the frame and replacing the section of it. It could be stabilised to prolong the board's life, but repair it will be fairly difficult. In order to stabilise it, we'll be looking at costs of around £46, which that again, we need a new backboard and some reinforcing struts and new catch. But it would still leave a wonky board screwed to that wall. To get that board back in tip-top condition would need more considerable work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think at this moment time it manages getting more work.
No.
Have you taken that board off? I have not taken that one off the wall.
I shouldn't. They'll fall apart.
The backboard that is not wanted for the head cover. So the backboard has pulled away from the board, which is one reason why water's been getting in. You probably need the ceiling around the back as well. It's actually a very thin backboard on which the weight of the board is hanging, rather than the board being fixed by the solid side, which I think is part of the problem in the way it's being fixed. That is what I know Maggie is very keen to see replaced. And I don't know, did you manage to get any further quotes about that?
Yeah. Well, no, because you said that you're going to look into the ins and outs, intimate details of the board.
I did indeed. Maggie very helpfully supplied you found some very good supply online, didn't you, Maggie?
Yeah, three or four. They were they were recycled plastic that was actually wood grain.
That's right. And the cost of a double bay notice board glazed and lockable as we have at the moment on that, of the same size we have at the moment, with a heading board comes in at around £1,097.
Including the back.
Okay,
yeah.
You can claim
the
back.
How much is that
for?
About 800 pounds. Fairly sure. An oak replacement would cost 15. We could get an oak or hardwood replacement for around 1,170 pounds.
If it looks good, and the fake grain plastic one, if you like, which probably would last 20 years.
I've actually got a picture of it, I think, still.
So, the proposals are either that we effect as good a repair as we can with what we've got, or buy a new one. Would that sum it up?
Yes. And could I also suggest, if your proposal on the North Jewish one, then we'll give it another 5-8 years worth, well, let's say 5 years of life. Do you think?
I expect it much to last much longer. The frame is all right.
So it could be another 10 years.
There's no sign of a rot or damage to the frame. Yeah. Or it is merely the back board, which is, I don't know whether it's fitted the wrong type of ply or water on the seal, but it hasn't survived that.
And the wall it's fitted to is a fine place, there's nothing wrong with that.
The wall is in excellent condition, it's supported, it's fixed on two very large bolts.
Okay.
Screwed into the wall, and in theory it's perfectly safe.
So can I invite a vote then for instituting the work on the North Jewish? Proposed by Councillor Bell, seconded by Councillor Steer.
Yeah.
So the other proposal would be, do we attempt to effect a repair on the Avonwick board, or do we splash out on a new one?
My same question is basically the same. If you spent £100 on this board, £150, £200 on this board, would it give you that longevity of life of another 5, 10, 15 years? Or do you feel that actually time is there for it now?
As far as I can tell, the board is in a relatively stable condition.
Yeah.
It's not showing signs of rapid deterioration. So I would expect that if it were repaired and stabilised, you'd probably get 5 years at least out.
What you're showing me is what?
The plastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how much is that?
Well, that's going to be about
£1,000.
Yeah.
So is it as simple as saying we vote for either a new board or effect a 5-year repair on the one that's got?
I think it is that simple, Chairman.
In that case, vote for people who want to have a repair effected. New board. Don't forget the pocket money out.
Mr. Chairman, I'd be very, very happy to support a new board for Avonwick from locality money if I could help in some way.
That would be splendid.
It perfectly meets that keeping communities connected and resilient. I'm sure Councillors Powell and Sverdon could also, you know, if we do this mathematically, I've got 12 parishes and £8,000. So at least £600 of that for this coming year comes to this parish.
Okay.
You want to spend £600 of my money on that board,
sure,
and then ask Guy and Peter for the other £300. Yeah, I saw it from there, that's good.
Yeah.
Then I'm very happy to support it.
Well, could I ask?
Yeah.
Could I ask?
I thought we wanted to
spend it.
Yes.
Could I ask Councillor Glatt to give you some details about that, and then?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Peter and Guy will be potential for the rest of that, and then from their locality.
Good.
Right.
Splendid. Thank you very much. Jubilee grants. Can't remember what that was about.
Sorry.
Jubilee grants.
I think
Jubilee grants came up when matters arising, which seems to be to do with the notice board.
Well, the only thing I'd like to think about with some kind of Jubilee grant would be towards the Jubilee tree.
Yes.
I've tried to spend some time looking for it, and I haven't actually got to the bottom of it. I don't know if anyone else in any other parishes have come across with a Jubilee tree.
A tree?
Yeah.
Well, I thought there was something being offered.
Well, it is, but also on top of that, that would be the tree itself.
Yes.
But it's also the cost of, we need to put some
guard
around it, do something quite
but
nice. Maybe even
a...
Maybe. In this day and age, everything's expensive now, Maggie.
Yes.
I think Tristan's quote to do the menial works on the board of the North Jersey is very, very reasonable. £46, £33. Most people would have rounded that up to £100.
I think the church probably could cover
a bit of that as well.
The cost of the...
Okay. Because it would be nice to also have some kind of little plaque there to say Jubilee Tree donated by or what,
We discussed it at the church council meeting and thought that would be a lovely idea.
Yeah.
Because it's something for the community.
Splendid.
We didn't know there were extra costs or anything, but
no.
I'm sure we can cover it as a church.
That's right. Okay.
Cover the extra. There is a special service, if you like to bless it. which other churches are doing, and I've got that. And I thought
hats and dogs.
Our priest
trees.
I'm
going to
be the tree.
Our priest will do that.
Are you blessing it on the Jubilee weekend, or is it?
Well, we haven't got it yet, have we?
No, I know. We're going to have to get on with it. Right.
We don't need to know where it's going to go.
Can I also ask that you said about what tree? What was that species?
That was a copper bee.
It was a copper bee. So it'd be nice if we have something
similar. But we won't be able to put it there because it was honey fungus.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're going to have to find a new place.
Splendid. Recruitment of a permanent clerk. We discussed this at some length last time, and Ali has again stepped into the breach to cover us during this period. We were going to do a little bit of sort of in-house research as to whether there was somebody in the area who was prepared to take it on. Is that any, Councillor Sear? Any?
Chairman, I spoke to the gentleman at the Ush Cross College who is prepared to come and give it a go. Unfortunately, his wife's taken away for the week this week, so he can't be here tonight, but he would like to have been here tonight.
Okay, so
he said he would try and get to the next meeting.
Would it be sensible then if he came to the next meeting and shadowed Ali and...
Yeah, it would be.
And then maybe even...
Will the people know him or not? He seems very switched on.
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, he could meet us and well, yeah. That probably isn't a good idea.
Yeah, he's one of the guys.
It might be a good idea if he doesn't know who we are, but...
I'm trying not to put him off.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, if
you're
going to,
very amiable.
If you're, yeah. If you're prepared to sort of shadow you next time, and then if you invite him to come down to the next one, and if he doesn't take fright too much, then we might be able to show him the ropes.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Well, that was quicker than expected.
Well, that's good.
You said you were big one?
Sorry, the clerk, and you said you were reading crimes on Facebook groups.
Yeah, nothing's come of that.
No.
Okay. So we're
I
on.
I kept checking my emails.
Back on to reports. If I could invite County Councillor Thomas.
Hey, Chair. Yeah, okay. The first thing I was going to talk about tonight was Horsemen's potholes and Horsebrook, but I think we've probably done that to death. the message from me, in all seriousness, though, for the minutes, is that if they're coming out three or four times, then good, frankly, because we're not paying them. But they're an external contractor, and I will get them out until they get it right. So keep letting me know, and I will make myself an absolute nuisance, because they should be doing it right the first time, quite frankly. Interactive sign. Mr. Colton has told the engineering department that the interactive sign is kaput, whatever they might think. So next time the engineer is in this area, he's been told to come and look at it. That at the moment is as much as I can do, because again, we're dealing with third party. Gara Bridge, it was like information like this. I had an email last week prompted by the chairman of Dickford Parish Council to offices at County Hall, and the camera will be fitted tomorrow.
But the bridge has been on again.
Yes, I'm sure the bridge has been on again. Yeah, I'm sure it has. But council will tell you it doesn't matter because the camera's being fitted tomorrow.
Is the camera able to look back into the past?
Sorry?
Is the camera able to look back into the past?
Well, obviously. Yeah, no. I know the bridge has been hit again. The message in all seriousness, Councillor Steele, was that we're sorry it hasn't been fitted before now, but would you like to guess why it hasn't been fitted? What the excuse was?
Short-staffed.
It's a five-letter word. It starts with C and ends in D. Oh, well done. Yeah, COVID. The gift that keeps on giving. Yes, I'm afraid it's due to COVID. But anyway, it is being installed tomorrow, so we will take the positive from that.
Can I just ask, how is it going to work then, CCTV? I don't mean I know it's going to record, but is it then for us to say, hey, it's been damaged, and you then look back, or is there an inspector going to inspect it at times? And
I would imagine that it will be based on an incident. I would imagine.
So we've got to keep an eye on it, basically.
Yeah.
If it's been damaged again, hey, it's been damaged, and we think it was between then and then it was damaged.
Well, I think to be fair, the first time it's reported it's damaged, they will then simply look back through what they've got. Okay. Yeah, I can't. I'd love to think that it will be regularly checked, but I think in reality that's unlikely.
And then prosecution or something?
Well, we can't. I would hope so. I mean, if you're going to spend all that money in putting it there in the first place, you would hope that the evidence compiled is suitable to be used in court. Mm. Absolutely. But I mean, that's the next step down the line. That's. Mm. But yeah, I mean, that in theory is why it's in, after all, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you think so.
Yeah. Cobby Walk, grateful to Clark for emailing in, and I see we've had a response from Mr McFadden, who's your public rights of way officer, who assures the parish that the land drainage consent has been granted and that he's awaiting a schedule from the contractor that the work will be done between June and September.
And will that be for the three areas now that are damaged rather than the one that was originally damaged?
Well, we will have to get NAC to assess that, won't we? Because at the moment, rather like the pothole in Brogo that we have, well, I can't do that because I've only got this on my list. Mm-hmm. So perhaps, again, through the clerk, we could make it clear to Mr McFadden that the areas for repair are greater than they might have been when he originally scoped this. Mm-hmm. 12 months ago, just so that they're clear on that. Because what I would hate would be for us to be in a situation again with a third party contractor saying, no, I can't do that, because it only says this on my bit of paper.
Yeah.
Right, 100% right.
So I think if you could, certainly, I mean, the clerk has got Mr McFadden's details now, which is fabulous, and he is, as the public rights of way officer for this area, he's the person to let know. Please do copy me in by the means, if that helps. We'll make sure that's the case.
Is it worth you going down there taking some photos and then emailing them?
Yeah, I'll take some photos.
Okay, anything.
Email away or something.
Yeah. I mean, the more we're on them now, the better, because as you recall, councillors, last year they managed to forget.
Yeah, I can put them in the next couple of days.
And then at least we can say we've informed them and we want to have a meeting. Because really, to be fair, the tone really pushed that, didn't it?
Yes.
Last year.
But also, it's very important that it keeps it fresh in their minds as well.
And hopefully, they'll take the cobbles that have gone into the river. They'll remove them and bring them out. Because they've all just gone into the ancient cobbles.
So those are the four things I wanted to report.
Well, one more. What about the road from Brent to Avonwick? When's that going to be repaired? Because the last time this happened, how many months were we without the road?
About 2 years, I think.
You know, the last time the road was closed.
It was about 14 months.
14 months, 2 years.
Is this the...
Somebody went down into the river.
Yeah, where the car went through.
And we still got the fence.
I've asked how long it will take. I've asked that question. I'm waiting an answer. But I asked that at the back of the last meeting. So I have asked that. The other thing I have for you is other parishes, which was a request from this parish, just to let you know what's going on in other parishes. I've been asked lots of requests for Jubilee support, which we talked about. In fact, we might view the notice board as a Jubilee support for this parish, in fact, on similar lines. The parishes around this area have been very interested in what's going on at Kisford Cross. I would like to keep all parishes, not just this one, in the loop. Nothing started yet. I think as is typically the case, we're looking at sometime in the summer because it's obviously the best time to shut roads in the school holidays. Obviously goes without saying.
It would, I mean, to be fair, on the design of that roundabout, it should mean that the main A382, is A382, isn't it? The main road will still be open.
The 312 one.
312 one.
312 will be, to be fair, yes. And that will be the main diversion. Yeah. So if you're coming from me to you, I'll go up the 312 one to the 38 and then back in from Brent. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So tourist traffic shouldn't be talking
about. Another issue I'm getting complaints about, just so you know, not alone, Ditford in particular, complaints about the quality of the surface dressing of roads. So the same points that you've made, contractors coming out, but not actually doing a very good job. I'm glad they're coming out, I just wish they were doing a good job. And finally, I'm suffering at the moment from issues regarding access to their school playing fields because the Monte Academy Trust that looks after the school now is restricting access to fields. Which is an unfortunate one.
Your timing is impeccable, we've got to you.
And that ends the county report. Is there anything less?
Thank you.
Unless you've got any questions, councillors, that's my.
No. Sit yourself down, you're on.
Just who's just the black Isuzu truck that I've just backed into?
Mine.
You full well. You're
asking. Winding me up.
Get on then.
Which report do you want?
The short one.
Yes. The short one.
Well, hopefully you've got the other one too.
So you read the other one out?
No, I can't. You don't want me to read it out.
They arrived today, I think,
aren't they? Just the same points. I did say that Condy were as supportive as regards to the rubbish. I've explained all about that.
Well, yes. But it's very ironic that the two parishes which meet tonight appear to be the two who missed their brown bins missed on not just one occasion, but two occasions. Because West Buckersley are in a similar situation. So they got more normal parishioners at their annual parish meeting. So my ears got warmed somewhat, but never mind.
Okay, it was also mentioned in your absence that our county councillor is finally using some of his locality fund to fund a new notice board for the Jubilee every year, and has a reason to be financial year. But the South Hams councillors might be able to contribute as well.
They might well.
A new notice board.
Yes. Yep.
Well, I've got just very quickly, and seeing as Councillor Swain is going to do his report, so I'll take his time up very quickly. It was brought to my attention the other day, and I know this isn't in either your area, but the recycling centres where you can go and take your own rubbish and waste everything.
Yeah.
Teenbridge, for example, their one in Newton Abbott, seem to monitor theirs very strictly in regards to the parishioners that use it. And only allow people within Teenbridge District Council to utilise that facility. Is that a rule, or is it should be? I understand that it's
therefore.
Oh, you can't get in Chelsea Meadow without Plymouth postcode.
No.
And you have to have proof of ID.
Yeah, you just get to Plymouth. Yeah,
you can't. That's been the case for a long time. Chelsea Meadow at Plymouth turn away anybody with a.
If someone has driven all that way or collected waste in that area from a relative or something like that and they want to go and deposit it in the nearest recycling centre, surely they should be allowed.
If they've got proof that it's come from the relative's house.
How do you do that? Can I have a utility bill and GDP and all that, and so it goes on?
Yeah, but if I said to you now, could I have large amounts of your council tax, please, to pay for refuse and rubbish and recycling collection from other people for elsewhere? Are you happy?
Okay. No. You're right. You're very right.
But I would not be very happy if you are spending copious amounts of money on removing tips and dumps and mattresses, which should have been taken to your recycling centre in this area, and instead they've been turned away until they got the road going to the corner.
Well, I think Whether they, I very much doubt that they've been turned away. I mean, well,
maybe not in Southampton, but certainly
I know from my own experience, you know, going to Ireland. Well,
I especially don't ask.
Huh?
Never been stopped at
Ireland. No, I know. I agree. If you turn up with a trailer or something like that, then
no, they just question like, what you're actually putting there. Yeah. Not.
But wait, I was just amazed when I heard that.
Obviously Ivy Bridge is the closest. I mean, I think what you've got to do is get yourself into a sort of mindset, not sort of load up with everything under the sun and turn up and expect, because if you do that, then you're probably going to run into trouble. I mean, I'll give you an example. If you look, the best thing to do is to check it out online, because they'll tell you what they, what they'll take and what they won't. I mean, my neighbour went with two freezers in his trailer, and I met him on the way back with the two freezers in his trailer, because the trailer was too long. Mm. So he went into my yard, we put the freezers in my trailer, which is about a metre shorter.
Just so...
Off he went.
Oh.
But it does. If you look on the instructions, it tells you, and you just have to. You know, I know it's a pain, etc. But the guy, the guy.
I can give you an example though of a dumpy bag of garden waste that was going to be deposited in the Newton depot, and they wouldn't accept it because the driver of the vehicle didn't have any identification to prove where that garden waste had come.
Yeah,
and I thought to myself, that is ridiculous, because at the end of the day, it's garden waste. It's quite an inert. There's nothing, no cost to it. And at the end of the day, he would only go up the road and go and dump it in a field if you're not careful.
Yeah,
been a local, report from the matter for us that these facilities should be open to all, and they should be there as a facility.
The government are saying that they're supposedly making things slightly different, aren't they, or easier or something to try and cut down on the for stuff going into tips, so that to cut down on the amount of fly tips, but I don't know whether that's...
I would question whether the government doing anything will cut down on the amount of fly tips, quite frankly, because the sort of mentality of a person with a fly tip doesn't matter regulations
you put in. I mean, the sort of things that I've dealt with recently, I mean, one of them was obviously where a couple had split up. And I assume it was probably the female half of it had wanged out everything which related to the gentleman, absolutely everything. And I mean, that was obviously done, and there was no thought, Christmas decorations and things like that. It could have been recycled, but.
I've got to go, Mr. Chairman, but I want...
Thank you very much
for your help. I just made the observation that one of the most depressing sides of being a councillor is the sure and certain knowledge that you can't stop people fly-tipping.
No.
And you can't stop, we'll make this village 20 and they'll still come through at 60 if they want to. Because actually what we try and do as volunteers or as local government doesn't change people's mindsets.
I will just relate one story with regard to the recycling at Ivy Bridge. I went down there with the load of stuff, and there was a guy there had a 25 litre plastic drum of engine oil, which he wanted to recycle. And they wouldn't accept it because his car was right over there, and his car was like a Nissan Micra. And they said to him, there's no way that all that oil has come out of that car. And he said, but I've been saving it up. No, you haven't, sir. And they had the most monumental rapper, and it was still going on when I left.
And I just say it's amazing if they even come near you, because at Ivy Bridge, they're certainly not particularly willing to help you.
Thank you. I think it depends.
If you get bad service at Ivy Bridge, let me know, because that is county, and I should
always
do that. I'll do some shouting for you. But on that note,
thank you.
No, we've had that issue. My husband's brought that himself. It's been refused and put it in our black bin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't take anything in feed bags.
Okay.
They won't have it. Anyway,
if
fine.
You're thinking of putting, if the garden waste is you know, thing has not worked properly, that you know, you're thinking of putting garden waste in graving. Make sure you put that right in the bottom, and then put your graving stuff on top.
In a plastic vacuum.
Yes. Yeah, do that.
Well,
don't leave lawn mowings on top, because if they see lawn mowings there, they won't take it. So put the garden waste in. Tramp, you know, jump inside.
Can we quote you on this?
Yes. Well, most of the people in the back row will anyway. So,
councillors, that may not
work
anyway, because if there's anything that I dust with, the dustman will delicately remove the bag of rubbish from top of the dustbin and leave the rest.
Well, my advice would be that if you have some stuff like that, you put it in the bottom, you put your wellies on, you jump in, and crush it down, and then you whack the.
So next time you're going to look to see, make sure that we're on for this.
I'm not going to be doing.
Very good.
On we go.
Yes. Play Park report.
Yes, Play Park report. Everything in order, and very nice to see it all cut recently.
Yes.
Very smart and very trim, and everything is as it should be. And I'm about to hand over. The cat's just there.
I'll give it to the grandchildren.
Thank you very much.
And my 3 months.
Mr. Chairman, on the subject of the play park, would it be possible to ask, if it's possible for the council to make sure the play park is mowed before the Jubilee Park is taking place?
I will have a word with Rob and see if he can.
It's only just been done, so it's probably due again.
I thought it looked as if it had been mud, but I'll give him a ring anyway. So when's that?
3rd of June.
3rd of June. Okay. I'll write this down, otherwise I shall definitely forget. Planning.
There's also that additional one that came in late.
Okay. A late comer.
The one that's already in there.
Yeah, thank you. This came in, well, as Alex said, today? Ish?
I picked up on emails today, but it has to be responded to before the next meeting.
Yeah,
so
okay. I won't give you the reference number. Householder application for replacement of single story side extension to existing dwelling. Wetcombe. Would appear to be relatively uncontroversial.
You won't see it at all.
Right? Absolutely.
The other one we have is agricultural determination. Application determined prior approval is required.
No, it's the one before that.
Oh, big pardon. Extract a fan to lower ground floor bathroom bridge cottage Avonwick.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing for him, isn't it?
Yeah, he needs it.
Fine.
Yeah. Yep.
And the other ones.
Decisions, we've got that anyway. Haven't we? Okay. We have I've read it anyway, but we won't discuss it here. The enforcement cases, which is just a notification for us. So it's not for public consumption. Correspondence. Presumably we've had most of it.
Yeah,
by email.
Yeah, we have. Thank you.
Finance. We have a list of expenditure. We've had the precept. I would just mention at this point that Ali has said that she underestimated how long it's going to take to sort us out. Instead of 8 hours, it took 18. And thank you, 18 years would have been nearer the mark. Which, of course, will mean that her expenses will be greater. I would propose that we pay that.
Yeah, sorry, Jim.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. So this is the list of payments, obviously. I guess we need to accept those. Can we propose and second on block?
Yep.
We've got the balance on here. The accounts will need to be... the annual governance statement, accounting statement, will need to be signed off.
I've got all this here for you to sign.
Thank you. Do we need to discuss it? Are we happy for me to sign them?
Yep. Yeah. I'll circulate all the accounts.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just need your signature that side and then on the other side as well.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Box and I'll fill in the rest.
This is me, isn't it? Yeah?
Yes. So you just slide by the chair on that one.
Yeah, I do apologise for the ink. I need to just have one
of mine. Be careful, nice to see. It's on the side.
I'm not connected.
This one.
Thank you.
But you didn't do it again. That's good fun finding
me. Yeah, I bet it would.
Right.
Right. Highways.
I think we've done
most of highways. What have we got here?
Circulated the latest notices as well, just on email today. There's some further updated ones which I've asked Tristan to put on the website as well.
Review the situation in regards to the play park. I'm not quite sure what that means exactly.
No, it just means handling.
That was checking the
insurance.
Okay. Oh, well, that was checking the insurance.
That
yeah, that's fine.
Oh, right. I've just got the policy for that one to read through to check to see what's covered in it.
So we don't have an answer.
Items for the next meeting. I got a bit confused about the tennis court, to be honest.
Not the only one.
No,
I think I may have nodded off briefly. But, I know.
I just got the impression that they were looking for all the money.
Well, quite. I mean, I think if they can tell us, I don't think any skin off our nose if we support an application.
I think that's where we should be looking to support them, is by they can use our resource, if you like, to be able for us to be able to direct them, help them,
Because we don't have any money to give them a grant.
I think Sport England / National Lottery have got funding.
I think they might have already got some funding.
Yeah, they have.
I think what they are seeking is the avenues they have not explored. Any grants that are available through council type funds or council type grants, which I know that they have been exploring.
Well, I think we could.
Things like sporting and that kind of thing, but obviously the council has to be something they've explored.
I think we can probably put that down for the next meeting, and hopefully they'll come back with a bit of information for us as well.
As Chairman, one other thing I've just forgotten to mention is the phone box defibrillator at North Hewish. Just to say, I have kindly donated the £1 for it. It's an absolute fortune I made. Yes, quite nice. What do you drive?
I think we should formally acknowledge this, really.
And yes, it should be.
Yeah, it should be acknowledged.
Acknowledged.
There's no point me even writing an invoice.
Acknowledged.
It costs more in the stats to send the invoice than to
acknowledged and beatified.
Anyway, and I can also say that the trustees of the Ballybarron Free Estate are very pleased to have that on their estate, within their estate, and they wholeheartedly support it.
Excellent. But they didn't do that before. So, splendid. Date of next meeting.
Any extra items to be added on the agenda.
Have we got anything else for the next meeting? I suppose we should review the pothole situation.
And we need to keep an eye on what they're going to do to the riverbank, don't we?
Yes. Yes.
And I just wondered if we should have a part two just regarding the planning and local enforcement that we have in this area, in this parish. It might be something that we just review between ourselves.
Then?
Yeah.
Fine.
I have just had the latest report through, which obviously I'll circulate to you once I...
You certainly did.
Yeah, there's been another one coming through.
Right.
Okay. I'm sure there's another one, though, isn't it? I was very pleased.
So, what did we say, June the...
What do you want to do? You've got the 7th of June...
I didn't know if you were going to have one the next one or not, but obviously if you've got... You've possibly got a clerk, then the 7th of June.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
What's the date, sorry?
7th of June.
7th of June. We got the
Thank you very much.
Thank you.